Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Oh, I've just jumped in my car after going for a walk and I recorded an episode and it was just really shit. I'm in a really shit headspace today. And one of those days where I feel like I can't string a sentence together, where I feel just majorly irritated at life. And everything feels amplified. I don't know if you ever have these days, but like, you know, those days where just nothing really goes right. And it's all seemingly meaningless bullshit, but it feels big and ugly and irritating. And that's how I'm feeling today. Big, ugly, and irritated. There's a few contributing factors, you know. I'm really feeling very over our situation in terms of like where we find ourselves as a planet right now. I'm totally over COVID. I just want to see my mum and dad. I'm feeling really emotional. My life is fine up here, relatively fine though. I've had to have Mabel tested for COVID today. And so I'm just having big feelings. I'm very emotional. And I'm feeling very uncomfortable in my skin at the moment. And I wanted to share this. You know, I recorded this episode while I was walking on the beach, but really it was just something that I felt like I was doing because I just had to get something out, and it wasn't necessarily what I wanted to share. And so I felt like it didn't really go anywhere. And usually I'm quite not, like, I'm not a harsh critic of myself. I'll just put it out anyway. But I just felt this was particularly average, and maybe it's the headspace that I'm in. I don't know. But I was like, nah, I'm not going to put that out there. I don't think it's got enough value. And, you know, that's what I want to talk about, is like this whole podcasting thing. Sometimes it does feel really hard. Like now it feels really hard. And it feels like it would be easier just to go, nah, let's just give it away. After 5 years and fucking 290 episodes or whatever the fuck I've done, like, just why not just give it away? And sometimes I record things and I think they're shit and I don't put them out there. It doesn't happen very often. But like today, just in a shithead space, couldn't string a sentence together, just didn't feel like, you know, it was of value, so delete. And I guess I want to share this with you because even for someone who has been sharing weekly for a fucking long time now, and it might seem like to some of you that I have my shit together when it comes to this, don't for a second think that this is all ease and flow, right? Even in this is something that I feel like I sometimes I feel like I could easily not do it. To be honest, I do feel like I could not do it. Today I feel like I could just hang up the microphone and go and live in a fucking cave for the rest of my life, right? And then other times I feel like this is what I'm here for, and I feel in flow and it's ease and it's like, you know, and it's like I'm tuned into something and it's just streaming through me and it feels epic. And then other days, like today, it's hard to find the motivation. It's hard. But there's not really a but. it is really a non-negotiable for me. Regardless of how I'm feeling, I just show up. And actually, I had this moment this week where we finished Show Up, Speak Up. And in the last session, I talked about episode 150. And in that episode, if you could go back into the catalogue, way back into the back catalogue, because 150 episodes was nearly 150 episodes ago, the halfway point, I guess. And in that episode, it was when I was going back to singing lessons, and I had recorded the beginning of my singing lesson and the end of my first singing lesson, and I shared it here with you. And it's been something that has I come back to, because sometimes, you know, what I was sharing on the beach just before was just me going through the motions to get something out. And then now I've just sat here and connected to my emotions and the deep sadness and grief and anger and irritation that I'm feeling, and thought, you know, I could put that out there, or I could bring this. And this isn't as comfortable, but it is real. And that episode 150, you know, when I was listening to it, and I was listening to the safe version and the version that felt very unsafe, not very unsafe, but like pushed me to, you know, it was real. It connected to something real. And that's what I want to do in life, is connect to something real. And this is real. But also, while I was reflecting on that particular episode, I listened back to it, and I was so grateful to me from a few years ago, me from 2.5 years ago, or whenever it was that I recorded that episode, because I have this wonderful documentation of the past, well, 10 years really, and it's been such a wonderful gift, because I can go back and listen to myself at some of the hardest times of my life. The shit I've been through, fucking hell. The shit I have been through, and I've documented and I've shared. And when I listened back, I could hear how far I'd come and how I'd had this, you know, codependency with struggle back then. And I talked about it. And I don't necessarily have the codependency with struggle anymore. In fact, I feel like I've definitely, that's one that I have gone around the mountain on. And but it never means that we're struggle free, right? There's always going to be opportunities for growth, and those are uncomfortable. And we're always going to, no matter how fucking enlightened we are, or how evolved we are, or how many tools we have in our toolbox, we're still going to go through being a human. There's still going to be times when what feels easy feels hard. There's still going to be times, you know, where life tests us, and where we feel really fucking irritated and angry, and you know, like life is hard. But if there's one thing I guess I've learned, it's that these times pass, and I don't want to diminish where I'm at right now, because it's pretty fucking uncomfortable, and I don't want to grateful myself out of it. I just want to allow myself to be here without shaming myself, without, you know, making it mean anything, just being here. Because we are, I mean, it goes without saying, we're in pretty fucking weird times right now. And everything feels a bit amplified at times. And today is one of those days. one of those days where I didn't feel like showing up, where I gave it a crack and it felt shit. Life just felt so fucking hard. And yet, I still showed up and I hit record and I shared something with you. And I don't know, maybe it's hit you where you are. Maybe you can relate to the feels. I don't know. But I guess if there's any lesson, it's like that. What is the lesson? I don't know. There's a few, isn't there, really? One, that life isn't linear. You know, it's just not. It's ups and downs and around the fucking mountain and down the mountain and up the mountain and around and this way and that way and all the ways, right? Like it's not a linear thing. And it requires contrast. We're required to have these feels in order to appreciate the times where we feel really great and in flow. And I guess the other lesson here is like, we don't have to, it doesn't have to be perfect. We can show up in what we are and we can share the truth, our truth with the world. And sure, it's going to make us feel a bit vulnerable and yuck. But when I look back at the 5 years of podcast episodes here, man, I'm just so fucking grateful I've done this. I'm so grateful that even when I felt like I've got nothing of value to bring, that I've still shown up for me and for you. Not as like it, that wasn't like a, and for you. It sounded a bit like a throwaway. Yeah, and for you. Whatever. You know, but like it really has been a sometimes really hard and sometimes really easy thing. Sometimes it feels really natural and ease-filled and sometimes it feels like pulling fucking hen's teeth out. But I've still showed up. And that's worth celebrating. So thank you for listening to my personal therapy session today. And I will see you next week. Peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.